Good morning and welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Bamidbar Shishi, the sixth Aliyah in the Parsha of Bamidbar. Our Aliyah runs from a Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem to Nun Aleph, which is 11 Psukim in total, and the main idea is the exchange of the Levium for the firstborns. We hear in this Aliyah about Moshe Rabbeinu being commanded to count all the Bechorim, all the firstborn sons in the nation of Israel, and then the command to exchange them with the Levium and their animals, the animals of the Levium. We hear that when Moshe completes this task, there are 22,273 Bechorim in total. And if you remember, the total of the amount of Levium was 22,000. So very close. They do make the exchange in this Aliyah. However, in the remaining number of the 273 of the Bechorim who are above the amount of the 22,000 of the Levium, there is an exchange which is made at 5 shekel per person. There's a redemption which is made for each of those 273 Bechorim, and the money is given to Aaron and his children. That's what this Aliyah talks about. A few basic points to ponder. Why is it that the animals are being exchanged as well? Why is it that the animals of the Bechorim are also being exchanged? Explains the Ibn Ezra, so that the Levium themselves don't lose out. Meaning to say, that means to say that as the Bechorim now, in a certain sense, lose their Kedusha, the animals which are subject to them do need to go to the Levium. They would otherwise have had to have given them to the Levium, so they need to be redeemed as well in exchange. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh points out that it's not that every single animal or every single firstborn animal needs to be redeemed. It's the animals that they, as regular people, would have had to have redeemed. So, for instance, the firstborn animals and the Peter Chamor, the firstborn donkeys, if they were to have been regular people, they would have had to redeem them. Now they are becoming regular people, they need to redeem them retroactively. And that's what's going on. Another question, why is the price 5 shekels? We notice that in the regular pidyon aben, the exchange is also 5 shekels. This is the once-off pidyon of these levium. Why is the point 5 shekels? Rashi points out a fascinating historical parallel, and this parallel comes in based on the Medrash Rabbah, which describes that the 20 silver that was given for the sale of Yosef is parallel to the 5 shekels. And therefore, we are approximating the sale of Yosef. In a certain sense, Yosef was a Bechor. He was the firstborn of Rachel. And therefore, in a certain sense, this pidyon of Bechorim is remembering that incident itself, Rashi points out. Finally, who got to be part of the 273? Meaning, if there are 22,000 Levium, and therefore 22,000 of the Bechorim is a one-to-one exchange, the 273 who have to pay money to redeem themselves, why would they want to be that 273? They could each say, I actually want to be exchanged directly for a Levi without having to pay the price. So Rashi points out the way they did it was the following. They orchestrated that there were 22,273 lots. And on 22,000 of them, it was written the word Ben Levi. That would be exchanged for a Levi. And on 273 of them, the vast minority of them, it would be written 5 shekalim. Every single Bechor would pick one lot, and those who said Ben Levi were exchanged for a Levi directly without any cash having to be a proffered. But those who got the one that said shekalim, they had to be the ones who had to proffer the money to redeem themselves. This explains a little bit of the mechanics of what's going on in this Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.